Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We chose sanity over chaos. And we chose unity over division. We chose a better Arizona. And we chose democracy.
Democrat Katie Hobbs is projected to win the race for Arizona governor, defeating her Republican opponent, former TV news anchor Carrie Lake. The high-profile race was marked by sharp rhetoric by Lake, an election denier, and protesters contesting the results, which became more clear a week after Election Day as vote totals from the state's most populous counties came in. Hobbs is the state's first Democratic governor since Janet Napolitano in 2006. In celebrating his party's midterm win to retain a narrow majority in the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Democrats are going to continue working across party lines, but will stay true to the party's principles.
What happened last night with Carrie Lake, that's proof positive that this MAGA stuff doesn't work. She was a great communicator. She still lost in a purple state.
Schumer added he hopes Republicans and Democrats can continue to work in a bipartisan way and make compromises when possible. Despite several races across the country still waiting to be called, it's likely the GOP will gain control of the House. For Democrats, the lame duck session may be their last chance to use their unified control of Congress between now and when the new Congress is seated in January. One of the big ticket items on the table is the Same-Sex Marriage Act, noted by Washington Senator Patty Murray.
After Roe v. Wade was overturned, I have heard from constituents back home who are concerned and worried about Justice Thomas's suggestion that their right to marry who they love could be ripped away.
The House Republican Conference voted to re-elect House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy its leader, which puts McCarthy in line to be Speaker of the House if the GOP is able to secure the majority. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans will be holding leadership elections today. After failing to help secure a majority in the Senate, Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell is being challenged in the race for Minority Leader by Florida's Rick Scott.
I think the outcome is pretty clear. I want to repeat again. I have the votes. I will be elected. The only issue is whether we do it sooner or later.
The election results, which dashed hopes of a Republican red wave, were also discussed at the Republican Governors Association conference. The group talked about the appeal of party policies and messaging. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said inspiration from GOP leaders was lacking and stressed more needs to be done to reach younger voters.
We're not inspiring that generation right now. What still moved people was your opponent was worse than you. They didn't necessarily like us. They just, their opponent was worse.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.